My name is Olivier Bouin. I'm the co-director of the Fondation Maison des Sciences de l'Homme. And as you shown before, founded by Fernand Braudel, and the street behind us is the Rue Fernand Braudel, founded 50 years ago by Fernand Braudel, the great French historian. And I'm also the head of the Collège d'études mondiales. The Collège d'études mondiales is a five-year-old institution created or center created within the Fondation to promote interdisciplinary international dialogue among scholars. There are many places that can do that, but we had the impression that the Fondation Maison des Sciences de l'Homme, that has a long-standing history, a 50-year history of promoting interdisciplinary dialogue and international exchanges, when it was not yet, like 50 years ago, a keyword or a buzzword for many academic or research institutions, we felt that we would need to promote and support, because these interdisciplinary and international exchanges among scholars, and by organizing through the Collège, which is an institution that has 15 researchers, various disciplines, economics, which is my discipline, sociology, history, political science, philosophy, anthropology, law, finance. So we try to invite colleagues such as Françoise Vergès, entitle them with a researcher for 4 years, and they have the possibility to develop part of their research agenda with the support of our foundation. We don't have permanent researchers at the Fondation Maison des Sciences de l'Homme. We are a support foundation. We provide not all what is needed, but most of what is needed to undertake international interdisciplinary research, i.e. we have like space for individual and collective work. We have housing facilities to invite scholars from abroad. And Marcus has been associated with the chair and is coming every year for almost a month, and we have the possibility to invite colleagues. So we have housing facility at Maison Sugère in near Saint-Germain. We can have postdocs for 1 or 2 years working with the researchers. We can develop various types of meetings, from a closed workshop where we want to, you know, investigate innovative epistemological or methodological work, to large international conferences. So it can really go from a group of 10 to 12 people to big events with like 500 participants, as we organized with Vinky Menguyen on the big SIDA conference, AIDS conference we organized 2 years ago with the South African Foundation here in Paris at La Villette. So we organize various types of meetings, and in this program here that you have in your folder, you have like a description of a program per quarter, for over 3 months, and you see that it's a small institution, but rather active, since we organizing around 35 events per quarter, so altogether more than 100 during the course of the year. We have a very small staff, but we try really to promote all kinds of exchanges, obviously not bringing only over outstanding international scholars, but try to link them with French scholars or European scholarship, so that we can really play a role as a support institution for developing international and interdisciplinary research. So we also have, as a fourth element, we offer space, we have the possibility to invite colleagues for short-term periods. Those of you will come for 2 or 3 days for the purpose of this conference in Paris and not, but we can invite over a month, or we can invite for 5 months, or we can invite for a year. So if you want to come back, please let us know, because we'll be happy to. We always see these meetings as a starting point for further collaboration, and we are always very open, and my two colleagues, Sarah, will be coming in a minute with the Sarah Guindani, who is my deputy director for scientific affairs, and Gwena Eliep, who is here for my deputy Deputy Director for Administrative Affairs and Cooperation, will be happy to listen to any kind of interesting proposal or project or that you may have. And it can be about you, some of your colleagues, some of your doctoral students, postdocs. We are really happy to learn more about what you do and how we can intensify collaboration thanks to the help of the Fondation. The Fondation never stamps, we don't do this for us. We do that as a broker, a honest broker, between you, your research, your research team, your interest, and a larger community that will be based mostly in Europe, but also elsewhere, as we have like big programs running with Sub-Saharan Africa, with the Middle East, with Latin America, South Asia, and East Asia. So we'll be happy to connect, and this is part of the discussion I have with Françoise and Marcus on the chair, Global FAUS, with has an S in parentheses, to try to establish a network of European institutions working on this black history or black authentic perspective, and try to connect various realities that is still, I think, very much based on, not on the nation state, but very much influenced by history, but also by the setting of social sciences in Western Europe that has a strong national dimension. So it will be interesting to be able to connect the Netherlands, Belgium, the UK, France, Spain, and Portugal, for example, in order to have a kind of European network that could dialogue with the other side of the Atlantic and also with Africa, with the Middle East, and South Africa, and the Indian Ocean, as you always mentioned. Not only the Caribbean, but also the Indian Ocean. So I don't want to be long, but we have like 15 chairs that can interact. It's why we call that Collège d'études mondiales and not Institute of Global Studies. So we try to develop collaborations between the chairholders, and Françoise has, for example, started a dialogue with another chairholder, Vinky Menguyen, who is an anthropologist and a physician, a doctor, and they together work on the post-colonial and access to healthcare in France. And it's really interesting to have this type of dialogue, bringing different perspectives and trying to work on new objects, on new new issues, developing a kind of new methodology to approach these new topics. In the case of Françoise Chair, we are very very lucky, and we're very happy to have her at the Collège d'études mondiales. I remember then when she started, like a few years ago, two or three years ago, almost 3 years ago now, the first thing she said, well, you know, I'm happy about this possibility, and especially the fact that we can have research associates or partners, and one of the key person, and it's my top priority, and, you know, I want him to be on board, was Marcus Redeker. And I must say, it has been a great honor and pleasure to include you in the Collège d'études mondiales as a key partner for the chair, and for two reasons. And I will close on that. I will not make the list of all activities because it's a very rich program, as you may imagine, and they have important collaboration. We'll try, by the way, to develop further collaboration with the University of Pittsburgh. I went there in April, and we'll have, I think, intensified collaboration on the chair, but maybe on other topics related to Françoise Chair. So we are really lucky to have them and inviting you here. Just two remarks on the topic of the day. I think it's really important for our foundation, but on a more global basis, or French but European basis, it's very important that we introduce or we continue to develop international scholarship on these issues. First of all, from the Fondation Maison des Sciences de l'Homme perspective, it's very important that we continue working and to some extent reintroduce, in some cases, the historical perspective and the racial or the post-racial, as you will investigate in December, but the to talk about race issues. And it's something that, for example, at this foundation, we kind of lost a little bit the relationship with history. And I would say France has kind of lost a kind of relationship with racial or post-racial issues. And that's extremely important that we offer a space with others, because we work and we partner with all the French or European or international institutions. Again, we don't do things for ourselves. We try to create a space, an intellectual and scientific space, where people can actually bring their ideas, discuss, and grow the new fields and the new perspectives on key aspects of research. So it's very important for the Fondation, for the French, I would say, scholarship, for France, but I'm also the vice president of the European Alliance for Social Sciences and Humanities, and very closely monitoring the what we call in our jargon the European Union Framework Program, basically the 35 billion euros devoted to collaborative research. And I can tell you that history and race are totally absent from this in these programs, totally absent. So we have just entered a cycle called Horizon 2020, started in 2014, ending in 2020. And over the 7 years of the work programs, you don't have any mention of history or race issues. So it's very important that you can, in a sense, develop new perspectives, and it's the task of those doing scientific programming or administrating research, as is my case here with you, that we can bring that to the European level. And when we dialogue with the European institutions, that we make present these key issues, the historical perspective and the racial and post-racial dimensions of European societies or contemporary societies more in general. So I think it's very important, and I very often go to Brussels, and we're lobbying quite hard on this, and that's a dimension that we really want to bring in, because these resources for research should be a way to fund these new perspectives on the Black Atlantic, but more generally on race and post-racial issues. So I'm really happy that this seminar takes place here. I will be in and out, unfortunately, because when events take place in this building, even though I say I would like to attend the day, they book me a lot of different meetings that I cannot not attend. So I will have to leave at 11:30, but be back around 2, and I have to leave at 3:30, but be back at 5 for Cathy Hall talk. So I hope to get as much as I can, but we are registering and filming this exchange. Unless you don't want to be filmed, it will continue, it will go on, and it will be on the website. There we have now a very good audiovisual, as we say, multimedia, as you would say in the States, department. So it will be the talks will be available online in a few weeks from now. Thank you so much. Sorry to have been long, but it's important for you that you understand where this meeting takes place and why it is so important for us to welcome you here. Thank you.
Thank you, Olivier. I am Frances Vergès, the Chair Global South, and it's really my pleasure to welcome you to the second edition of the workshop around slavery that we organize, Marcus Rediker and I, every year now. And as Olivier was saying, it's very important to bring, even though you do have now a research project around slavery in France, it's still not a very central issue in France, as you know, to understand the question of race, a racial question, or even, for instance, for most French, they don't even understand that you have French territories in the Caribbean, in South America, or in the Indian Ocean that are related to their history of slavery. They don't understand what Martinique and Guadeloupe, they are there, but the way in which they are related to slave history, to the history of slavery and the racial question, is quite, you know, totally marginal. So through that, it's really to bring back not just the history of slavery, but slavery as a central issue to understand the world we live in and the, you know, emergence of capitalism and globalization. So what we want to offer, it's an international platform, more a conversation that really, you know, like a academic conference, more than effectively exchange. And as you see, the way the roundtable are organized, this is what we want. We want also to build around the visit of Marcus a different, you know, not just the workshop, but for instance, on Friday, last Friday, Marcus discussed the wrath of the Medusa at Le Louvre. So we organized this program with Le Louvre that we have organized years ago called The Slave in Le Louvre, An Invisible Humanity. And it's to look at the way in which slavery was, you know, enter art and the representation between 16th to 19th century. And this is, and so tomorrow, as you know, we will also go to Nantes and visit the memorial and the museum of the city of Nantes to see how also in museum this question is being translated. So we want to look, we want to organize different, I mean, different approach and with you. It's also, for instance, on Thursday the 10th, The Ghost of Amistad, the film that Marcus did, will be shown at the Musée du Quai Branly, and it will, they will be followed by a conversation with Benjamin Stora, who is an historian, a very, you know, specialist of the war in Algeria, and about cinema and memory. He has worked on, you know, the film on Algeria and Indochina, and there will be soon conversation. So what we try to do around just this workshop, I mean, the question of issue of slavery, is to touch upon a different approach and to bring our different public also to this question. And so this year, last year, the workshop was about capitalism and slavery, new perspective. And this year we choose to have, you know, the Black Atlantic. And you know that in 1993, when Paul Gilroy published the book with the title was so evocative that it became, you know, a name for so many things. You even have today the Black Pacific, you know, that Robbie Shilliam has published a book on the Black Pacific, and perhaps there will be the Black Indian Ocean soon. So there was this approach of, you know, of transnational, what's happening from, I mean, Paul was looking at ideas, but also the history from below, what is going on. And so this is, and also we wanted absolutely to have Catherine Hall to present the project that she has been doing with her colleagues in London and in England. I don't know where, how to call it now after Brexit, you know, whatever. I mean, London. The state of London, independent state of London, on the legacy of British slave ownership. It's also to bring in France, where, you know, this issue has been incredibly, I mean, impossible to deal with. There have been repeated suggestions to look at where the money went and what happened after the abolition of slavery. And it's as if it's impossible to touch upon that issue, as if this is, we will touch such a problem that it's right there. I mean, recently again, the Prime Minister gave a speech in Africa, in Accra, and he touched upon that issue again. There will be no reparation, as if, you know, there is no possibility of doing research about compensation and the slave ownership without falling into that question that they don't want to hear about. So it's also to push further for question, to bring them in the public debate and to have them accepted as legitimate question that this also workshop are about. So as you see, and I will not, we have organized in two round table. Marcus Rediger will chair the first and I will share the second one, and after we will have a Catherine Hall presentation. It's really in the spirit of exchange and conversation among us. So as you see, the roundtable are quiet. I mean, there is time to discuss, to exchange, to raise questions, and to do among ourselves. So without further ado, I will give that to Marcus.